إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، in a hadith narrated in Abi Dawud, Aisha radiallahu anha said that one day I was crying, thinking about Jahannam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, "Why are you crying?" So she said, "I told him I am thinking about Jahannam, and that's why I'm crying." And she said, then I asked him, "Will you remember us on the Day of Judgment?" And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are three points on the Day of Judgment when nobody will remember anyone else. He said, the first point is when the mizan, the scale, is set up to weigh the deeds of people. He said the second point where nobody will remember anyone else is when the books of deeds are given. And the one to whom it is given in his right hand will be very happy, and he will go and show it to people, his family and others, and say, "See, I passed. Here is my book. Read." And he said the third point at which nobody will remember anybody else is when the bridge is set up over the pit of Jahannam, and everyone will be ordered to go across that bridge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that day easy for us, inshallah. The thing to reflect on, first of all, is the state of the heart of the Sahaba and the Sahabiyat, where people like Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who we know what she is in her own right. She is also the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. She is the wife of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the person about him, about whom he said that he loved her the most amongst all the people. What is the state of the heart of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that she has to cry thinking of Jahannam? And what is the state of our hearts that the thought of Jahannam does not move us, does not do anything for us? The other thing to remember is that, as somebody said, we are all authors. Each one of us is an author. Whether we are literate, we are not literate, in a worldly sense, doesn't matter. Every single person who is living is an author. And as long as he is alive, his book is in the edit mode. It can be added to, it can be taken away from, you can erase parts of it, you can rewrite it, you can do whatever you want. But when he dies, when, as the Imam recited the ayat from Surah Al-Waqi'ah, when that time comes, فَوْلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِهُ الْقُوبِ, when that time comes, then the book is closed. After that, there is no editing. And the Day of Judgment is the day of publication of this book. That is when the book comes out in its final form, only to be read. There is no editing on the Day of Judgment. You cannot remove anything, you cannot add anything. The only thing that can be done on the Day of Judgment with the book which is published is that it can be read. So while we are alive today, our edit mode is on, and we can write and rewrite our books, no matter what is in that book. And only Allah knows what is in that book, and we know what is in that book. Because everyone, in everyone's book, there are chapters which are also known to others. But in everyone's book, There are chapters, maybe one, maybe part of one, maybe more than one, which are known only to the individual and to his Rabb. Nobody else knows this. And this relates to both good and bad. It's not necessarily that, I don't mean only that this relates to sins, no, both good and bad. Where it relates to, and for both good and bad, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is good, which only Allah knows and the person knows, then inshallah this is a very good thing, because these are the kinds of deeds which, as we know from the hadith of the three men who were trapped in a cave, these are the kinds of deeds which are the wasail for the acceptance of dua. And if it is sins which are known only to the individual and to his Rabb, then this is also the rahmah of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden those sins. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't talk about your past, don't talk about any evil that you have done, because if Allah has covered it up, don't tell the world about it, don't make people witness on it. So even people who sometimes, you find people nowadays, they come and they give speeches and so on, and they talk about what a bad man I was, and I used to do this and I used to do that and so on and so on. And they say, or they think, that this is a way of motivating others to say, change your bad ways. Wallah alam, maybe it motivates, maybe it doesn't motivate, but definitely it is not something which is recommended in the hadith. If Allah hid something from the people, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered your sins, why do you want to tell the world about it? For what? Find other ways of motivating people. There's no need to motivate people by talking about your own evil. You know, there are many other ways of motivating people. Do that. So that's so both, in both the cases where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there are chapters in this book which are known only to the individual and to Allah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, almustan, all of these are signs of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I remind myself anew that since we are alive, alhamdulillah, it is very important for us to sit and reflect and think and say, what is it that I am writing in my book? Because we are writing, all of us are writing. There is no one who is not writing. Every single word spoken, every single thought, every single deed, every single action, everything is written. So what is it that we are writing? Number one, become conscious of it. And number two, then ensure that we only write the good stuff. And alhamdulillah, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this edit mode, we can erase and we can rewrite. And when we erase, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for us the good things. The whole ni'mah of tawbah that Allah has given us. So that on the day of judgment, tawbah is a ni'mah and tawbah is a hujjah. Tawbah is a ni'mah in this dunya that Allah has given us this. And tawbah is a witness against us on the day of judgment. Hujjah, because then we will not be able to say, but I could not help it. Because on the day of judgment, we will know that there was an opportunity for me to make tawbah, but I did not make tawbah. While I was alive, there was an opportunity. I could have made tawbah, but I did not make tawbah. So this tawbah is a ni'mah in this life, and it is a hujjat against us on the day of judgment. May Allah protect us from this, inshallah. So the thing I remind myself anew is, let us not hesitate even for a second. Let us make tawbah now. Let us spend at least some part of the day. There are people in the Salaf who used to spend not a day, but they used to spend not even a month, not even a year. They used to spend several years in this business of reflecting, of writing, of rewriting of their book. May Allah protect us. We neither have that patience, nor we are, after all, carrying the whole world on our backs. Without us, how will this world run? The world could have run without the Sahaba, the world could have run without the Anbiya, cannot run without us. So we have to run the whole world. So where is the time? There is a time to make tawbah, where is the time to reflect? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We have made our lives into a joke. So let us not do that. But at least to the extent possible, at least spend some few minutes. If necessary, maybe 1 hour, maybe less than that. But today, let us make this niyyah and say, today I will spend whatever time, even if it is 10 minutes, I will sit quietly by myself and reflect and say, what am I writing in my book? And I will make some tawbah, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this tawbah, to give us sincerity in this tawbah, and to take this from us, and to enable us, us to write and rewrite our books in such a way that when this book is published, that this book is not full of evil, that this book has only good in it, and it has the good which we did, and it has the good which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered up, Allah made by covering up our bad deeds, and the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote or caused to be written by accepting our tawbah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar.